This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9 o'clock hour here. Sean and RJ 105 through the fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, but he is in another studio because he, Peyton Russell, is in here. We got Aiden alongside, and it is President's Day. Happy President's Day. Sean's back tomorrow. Of course, President's Day. Fun fact, President Obama, did you know, does not like ice cream despite working at a Baskin-Robbins as a kid.
Whoa.
Made him hate ice cream.
Had no idea.
Look at that. Maybe he's lactose intolerant. I have no idea. But we are going to play a little game for you today because Sean is out, and we like to have fun when Sean's out. Because he would never play this game, I don't think.
No, he would. He actually complained to me about it last time. That's why it's been in my show prep at the very top for like 2 weeks is because Sean was like, why don't you guys ever play that when I'm there? And I was like, we can play whenever. I'll put it in the prep email. And so I put it in there, but he's never gone to it. So I was like, all right, well, I've had it ready.
I just assumed he didn't want to play it, but no. Okay, it's great. He'd be great at this.
Yeah, he's such a pop culture savant. Like, he's really going to know all of these things.
All right, so let's do it. How young is Peyton Russell? Bobby, explain the game.
That is right, Chop. It is time for How Young is Peyton Russell? And the object of the game is simple. We try to figure out if Peyton Russell actually knows significant cultural figures from the 80s, 90s, 70s, all over the place. Peyton will get six names that he has to identify. He will pick a decade. RJ, you will then pick a category, and then Peyton will select a subcategory. For every right answer, I'll give Peyton $20 in a month when he reminds me on the air that I haven't paid him yet. So he can make as much as $120.
You sound so different on that mic.
I know. It's a different mic. It's completely different. It's an Electro Voice RE20.
Wow.
Wow. What a nerd.
Yeah, I know. Or he can make as little as zero. And in fact, at the end, we might have a chance for him to double his money or lose everything. We'll just have to see. Peyton Russell, are you ready?
No, I'm never ready, but you know what? Let's get to it.
You'll do great. Just don't cheat and don't look at any of the answers on the fan text or anything else. All right.
By the way, Dirk's Bentley ticket giveaway coming up here.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. Peyton Russell, 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Let's go 80s.
80s. All right. Chop, you want to go sports, society, or entertainment? Society. I knew it. All right, Peyton. Crime, politics, or miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. Okay. Peyton Russell. Who is Tom Clancy?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's his last name?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
C-L-A-N-C-Y.
Running out of time here.
Artist. I'm going to go music.
Close. I mean, not terribly.
No. Chop, who's Tom Clancy?
He had about 84 of his books became movies in the 80s and 90s. Wasn't he Hunt for Red October?
Yeah. Big time author. Writes a lot of books. You don't read.
Maybe makes he's sense. At Half Price Books?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably lots of them. All right, Peyton, you are 0 for 1. You can still win up to $100. 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Let's go 90s.
90s, okay. Chop, should I even ask? Do you want to go sports, society, or
society.
Entertainment? Okay, society. That's what I thought. All right, Peyton, 90s society. Do you want crime, politics, or miscellaneous?
Let's go politics.
Politics. Peyton Russell. Who is Bob Dole?
Oh, jeez. Okay, he was in... Was he Secretary of State?
I don't know if he ever was that title.
No.
I'll tell you what he was. No. Well, Bob Dole's a doer, not a talker.
Well, he was that. Why are we not talking about Bob Dole today, Chop? Why shouldn't I be mentioning him?
Today is President's Day.
He was never president.
No, he was the nominee for president. And he always carried a pen. He shook hands with his left hand. His right hand was damaged in a war, so he carried a pen between his hand. I guess that's how his hand was. Yeah, he was a doer, not a talker, though. He lost to Bill Clinton, 96.
Yes, he did. That was a Ross Perot assist there, too. Yeah. All right, Peyton, you are doing awful at this so far. Let's see if you can salvage yourself. 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Let's go. We haven't done 70s. Let's do 70s.
All right. Chop.
Sports.
Nice.
I'll give him a hat tip here.
There we go.
70 sports.
Peyton, MLB, NFL, or NBA?
Let's go.
And real quick, the reason what I couldn't say earlier during the granny shot, but somebody was complaining on the fan text about it, I swapped the name out. I was going to say Rick Barry in that segment, and Rick Barry was going to be the NBA name here.
There we go.
Go ahead, Peyton.
Let's go NBA.
NBA. Okay. Peyton Russell.
That's 70s NBA. That's a bold adventure.
Who is Daryl Dawkins?
Oh, baby.
Daryl Dawkins. Not a former Maverick.
No.
Nope.
They weren't around.
I'm going to go. He was on the Lakers, wasn't he?
He was on a team that ended in ERS.
Who was he, Chop?
Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder, Philadelphia 76ers, one of the greatest dunkers of all time.
If there is a video out there of somebody breaking a backboard, he probably did it.
Okay. I know Shaq did it.
Shaq did it, yeah. This was before they had breakaway rims.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They actually had to change the way the hoops were made because Daryl Dawkins broke so many of them.
0 for 3.
You're pretty awful. But let's see if you can rally here. You still got a chance to win $60. Peyton, 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Let's go back to... I was feeling good in 80s. Let's go 80s.
All right.
Okay. Sports Society or Entertainment, Chop?
Let's do Society for Peyton.
Chop's favorite thing is just doing the Society ones and hearing Peyton doesn't know who significant figures are. All right. So we've already done miscellaneous. So do you want crime or politics, Peyton?
Let's do crime.
Crime. Peyton Russell. Who is John Hinckley Jr.?
John Hinckley Jr.
Well, Hinckley, you already don't know him, but
his dad is John Sr. did I pick crime? Was this one crime? What murder was he involved with?
It wasn't a murder.
Kidnapping, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Kind of.
All right. I'll give up on this.
Actually, you know what? Okay, so you're done. You giving up?
Yeah, I'm not.
I do believe he attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan.
He did. Yeah. Now, he was actually prosecuted for murder years later because of Brady, the injury that Brady got.
Oh, yeah.
He died from complications that 20 years later or something. And so because of that, he was actually charged with murder years down the road. It was actually insane.
Presidential fun fact is that Reagan said, "I forgot to duck," when asked about the assassination.
You know what's another presidential fun fact? Ronald Reagan was known to carry a chocolate cake on Air Force One. And it was just because when he would go meet world leaders, if somebody went, "Oh, by the way, it's so-and-so's birthday today," then he would go, "Yeah, I know. I brought you a cake." And
that's unbelievable.
That's a heady play right there.
That might be a life hack.
That is a life hack. You've got to
drive around with cake.
I mean, if you're wealthy enough.
Yeah, you got to have a, is it Marie Callender or whoever?
Yeah, I mean, aren't those like frozen dinners or something?
You got to have a Sara Lee. You got to have a Sara Lee around somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a Sara. Right there. All right, two more left, Peyton.
She has funeral flowers.
two more left, Peyton. 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Let's go back to 90s.
Okay, 90s. Chop, Sports Society or Entertainment?
I don't know. You pick. What do you think?
No, come on. You're supposed to pick. Sports Society or Entertainment?
Let's go Entertainment.
Okay, Entertainment. Peyton, music, movies, or TV?
TV.
TV. This is the one Chop that you might be able to get. Peyton Russell, who is Melissa Joan Hart?
Well, she's got three names, so I don't like it already. Melissa Joan. She was an actress in what TV show? Full House? Dang it.
No. Chop, Chop, what was she in?
Oh, man.
Do you know what she was in, Chop? I mean, you know.
Was it The Witch?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She was also in Clarissa Explains It All.
No one watched that show.
I mean, a lot of people watch the show. A lot of people.
You gotta get one.
I mean literally, the fan text or the YouTube literally, Solo Johnson and the dude both just said Sabrina as soon as I asked the question.
Yeah, how old are they?
So, there you go. I don't know. You guys let us know how old you are there. All right, 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Let's go back to 70s.
70s. Sports Society or Entertainment, Chop?
Let's give them sports. We're going to try to get it here.
All right, we've already done NBA. MLB or NFL?
Let's go MLB. Come on.
MLB. Right. Okay. Peyton Russell. Who is Sparky Anderson?
You don't get this.
Come on. No, I've heard. Dang it. He was a manager, wasn't he? Manager for...
I'm giving it to him. He knew he was a manager.
Huh?
Was it Reds?
Yes!
Okay, I got one! Oh, my God! Let's go!
Yeah, he got one, baby! Big red machine!
Wow, that's a walk-off!
Hell yeah!
That is very impressive.
Oh,
okay,
my
so
goodness.
You've won your $20. Okay, so that's very good, Peyton. I'm going to give you a chance to double it, okay? But you're going to have to trust Choppy. You can either pick to trust Choppy. In fact, we'll go this. You can trust Choppy for a chance to double your money. Up to $40 or lose everything on a random name that I'm just going to throw out to him. Or we can give you one more of the names off of this list and you can answer it yourself. Which would you prefer?
But it's still double or nothing, right? It's still.
It's still double or nothing.
Okay. You know what? Look, Chop failed me last time, but no way he loses two.
Oh,
short.
Man.
No way. No way he loses two in a row. I'm a gambling man. I've done it every time I've won.
Yes, you are.
RJ, let's go. Let's double.
All right, I'm going to turn this up. I'm going to turn my headphones up so I can hear clearly. I'm going to hear clearly.
Oh, I think Peyton made the right decision.
Really?
I think you're going to get this one, and you're going to understand why here in just a second. So I'm going to give you a name from the 1960s, Chop.
60.
Okay. RJ Choppy, who is John Connolly?
I have no idea. I don't think I know.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
John Connolly. He was in Bob Dylan's band.
There's no way you don't know this, Chop.
John Connolly.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. You're supposed to give categories here.
No, not for the last question.
Oh.
I think it's like 50s, isn't it? 60s?
John Connolly was the governor of Texas, and he was in the front,
he was in the front seat
when Kennedy got
shot. In the front seat.
Oh, no.
I didn't know his first name was John. It was governor. I thought his first name was governor.
Oh, no.
Governor Connolly.
A Kennedy name? Oh. You missed?
I kept thinking Governor Connolly is all I knew.
Michael Lombardi is about to fly in from North Carolina.
He doesn't know his first name either because it's governor. His first name is governor.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
I think RJ should pay me $20 for that.
Honestly,
I don't even know. What?
Peyton Russell, wow.
It's governor.
Yeah, Peyton leaves here with zero. This is the two times in a row you've gambled.
I know, no more.
Here was the name.
The amount of people on the Fed Tax is a country music singer.
Here's the name. No, that's Earl Thomas Connolly. Here's the name that I was going to throw out to you, Peyton. Let's see if you would have known it. Who's Aaron Seeley?
Oh, you.
No idea.
Oh, my gosh. Rangers all-star pitcher, pitch for the Red Sox, the Mariners. Well, okay, Peyton, get in here. You've disgraced yourself. Come back in.
What decade?
90s. Late 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
He was on those playoff teams. Yeah.
Him and Rick Helling at the top of the rotation.
Roger Patrick.
But then again, he didn't know who Johnny Oates was. So, all right, Peyton, get your ass back in here.
I'm very disappointed in myself. I'm sorry, Peyton. I'm going to give you $20. Here. I'm going to give you the $20 back.
Look at that.
I'm very disappointed in myself.
Is this payola?
This is not payola.
No, take the money, Peyton. He did screw you. Take the money.
Because I know Governor Connolly. All right. I know him as governor.
Look at that. Not $20.
I respect the office, and I don't call him by his first name.
Oh. So I'm just disrespectful.
Just like I don't call coaches by their first name. I call them out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call Mike McCarthy. Mike called Coach.
Ah, that's true.
Coach McCarthy.
So
Coach.
I'm disrespectful.
You're very
so
disrespectful.
I got you. That
very
makes sense.
Disrespectful.
All right, I'm going to come back in there now.
I'm very sorry, Peyton. I screwed that one up. Should have known it. I do know it. I feel very, very bad. I am an idiot. So apologies, apologies, apologies. We got Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway coming up here on 105.3 The Fan. It is Sean and RJ. Sean is out. He is back tomorrow taking the President's Day off. More reaction that we had over the weekend at NBA All-Star Weekend to the Luka trade. We already heard from Adam Silver. We saw other NBA players. Wemby will react to it. Kyrie having a very strange interaction with a reporter at the NBA All-Star Weekend. So we'll get into all that coming up next year on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. You know, we are your home for Texas Rangers baseball.
We are.
You hear your games right here on 105 to The Fan. They've got a spring training opener coming up Friday afternoon. Very excited about that. This is your. We just had our last Sunday without Major League Baseball until November.
Is this would this be the driest week in sports right now?
Let's see. Well, no.
Because you've got the All-Star game layover.
Right, so you have a couple days with the NBA off. But the Four Nations, you got tonight and then you got Thursday. And the U.S. is playing both nights.
That's that ranch in Texas, right? That's very famous?
The Four Sixes is what you're thinking of. That was in Yellowstone.
Yes, they had that at they had a Four Sixes Ranch sign up at Hurtado this weekend.
Oh, really?
We went to the grand opening.
Oh, there. Very cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real ranch. So.
Yeah, it was up by Amarillo or something.
Something like that.
But you got a big game tonight. You know, that's actually not a big game. Big game for Canada at noon and Canada, Finland. But the U.S. plays that. The U.S. doesn't matter. They're already in. Thursday is the championship game. So, yeah, between now and then, yeah, pretty dry.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit rough. And this is actually we've got some audio to go through here. It's my contention, Chop, that NBA All-Star Weekend audio has replaced Super Bowl as like the most reliable league-wide entertaining audio you can
get. Well, Media Day, the Super Bowl,
it's just become
it stinks.
It's
now.
Become like the same.
It's bits.
Yeah, it's just bits. And they're not even great bits. Like, I'm not talking about Radio Row. I'm literally just talking about the interaction with players. NBA All-Star Weekend still gets you a ton of either funny bit audio or gets you real. It's a good chance to get everybody together and hit like superstars with some really direct questions. And I feel like NBA players are probably the most open out of all the athletes, where they're willing to just talk about whatever because they are the power in the league. So they don't generally have to answer anything. Let's run through some of this audio really quickly. We're going to get some Luka reaction. Before we get some Luka reaction, I just thought this was funny. This was a clip that went viral over the weekend. So NBA All-Star Weekend, it's not just, you know, old guard media. There's also websites, some bloggers, some podcasters. Different people get credentialed for that. They let in somebody who clearly was not with a media organization to ask questions to Kyrie Irving. This was just, I think, somebody who on their media application probably put down Kyrie Irving super fan. And so when it was time to ask questions to Kyrie Irving, this gentleman here didn't really have a question for Kyrie.
You're so tough. You have so much handle. You have so much skill. You have so much handle. You know, you're so efficient. I don't have a question. You're just so tough, bro. Kyrie.
Get choked. You're just so tough, bro. So
he said handle twice. So much handle twice.
Play the you're just so tough, bro.
You have so much handle. You know, you're so efficient. I don't have a question. You're just so tough, bro.
He's so tough, bro. And Kyrie just kind of like, he's like, thank you. But he's like also dropping his head like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of, this is a super fan right here.
There's a lot of, I'm not saying Kyrie's one, but there's a lot of players out there. That's what they want. That's what they want in the media.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyrie's not that one. Kyrie generally, I think, is fine answering whatever questions you throw at him.
Like there's a couple of different types of media now. There's obviously you get your old school, but like you have like your radio and TV guys who are just like kind of like they're still. They're not necessarily journalists, but they're kind of caught in the middle.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the people who do like, you know, video podcasts or regular podcasts are more fans.
Sure.
That just have a voice. They've wanted to start a podcast. And
yeah, nothing wrong with being a fan. It's a unique time in sports coverage history.
It is. It's a very unique time in sports coverage history.
All right.
There's no doubt about that.
Let's get some of this player reaction to the Luka trade and some of the conversations that went on there. There was a lot of this, and a lot of this I thought was really fascinating. First off, LeBron James was at the podium yesterday, and he was asked, hey, does a trade like the one you guys made to acquire?
Why was he at the podium? He didn't even play.
Because he was talking. When LeBron is around, he's got to be at the mic. So LeBron was asked, now that this Luka trade has gone through, is that something that would make you consider playing even longer?
No, I have not given it that type of thought. You know, just the excitement of being able to add a caliber player like that, a generation of talent like that to our franchise, is something that's giving me energy. And, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do. I think it's been, I only had two games so far. And I believe, I think he's been on minutes restriction since he came back from the camp. He hadn't played since Christmas, I believe. So, you know, as we continue to, you know, get into form, as he continues to get in form, I think we can be really good going down the stretch. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
So, yeah, it's not anything that he's thought about yet. But, again, everybody uses that. It's so frustrating when you hear these NBA players talk about Luka because they always default to the same description. Generational talent. Generational.
Funny how they all think that.
Everybody, but they're like, yeah, but I mean, he likes nachos a little too much, so we need to get rid of him. Yeah. He eats too much or something. According to Nico.
Surely we can't get him on a meal plan.
All right, so the biggest arguably the biggest fault the Mavericks have in the wake of the Luka trade, like the trade itself was bad. You could make a case that the reaction after it and the way they handled the PR was even worse. Just absolutely awful response from them. It turns out that Victor Wembanyama is a better spokesperson, a PR spokesperson for the Mavericks than I guess anybody that they have over there right now. This was Wemby's reaction to the Luka trade.
I've watched games of both Lakers and Mavs ever since it happened, but what I remember from it, what really strikes me is how the Mavs fans are hurting, you know, how they feel. It's really something that I think was a really strong emotion. Otherwise, Mavs are still contenders. Lakers are still contenders. It's very competitive. They traded for very good players.
So this is insane to me that universally players are recognizing what the Mavericks refuse to acknowledge, which is the hurt of the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that Wemby is just, most guys will talk about like, I block up the noise, I don't hear it. Not necessarily in the NBA, but in general, athletes like to talk that way.
Yeah.
He's telling you like how much it's striking to him how hurt Mavs fans are. Why is it that the up-and-coming superstar of historically one of your biggest rivals in the San Antonio Spurs, why is he better able to speak to the idea of Mavericks fans, you're hurting, and I see that, and that's tough. Like, that's the biggest takeaway for him, and yet the Mavericks just want to pretend like it's not even happening.
It's as if they don't, they're acting as if the hurt doesn't matter. That's what they acted like, that the hurt the fan base felt doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because all will be well, because they're going to win. Well, that's not, if that's the answer, then you don't know your own fan base. That's part of the problem. It's not good enough here just to win. It is with the Cowboys, but with the other teams in town, it's not about just, it's about, you also want to like the team.
You have to build an emotional connection with the fan
base. Yes,
you got
to build an emotional connection. And, you know, I said it earlier, like, the Rangers title in 23 was great. I think every Ranger fan that's old enough to remember 2010 would have said, if I had to choose which one won, I'd have chose 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It was more homegrown.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the Mavericks in 06. Like, all right, there were some homegrown elements to 2011, and we loved 2011. 2011 was magical. But I think if you had to choose which one you would rather win, you only get one, a lot of Mav fans probably would have chose 06.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree with that.
And I think let's say they win the title this year, I mean, I could tell you're going to win a title this year without Luka, or I'm going to give you Luka for the next 15 years, and you might not win one, but you might. You might win three. I think a lot would choose that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Salvador Gutierrez on the YouTube. We are actually about to talk about they're asking why we've not talked about the Daryl Armstrong story yet. We're about to get to the Daryl Armstrong story after this next cut here. Cut four. Nikola Jokic was talking to the media as well. He was asked for it. He's obviously somebody who's close to Luka, friends with him, and describes how he thinks Luka was hurt by this trade.
You know, I think that Luka is a generational player, generational talent. Luka, I'm not saying that it is not. I'm just saying I think Luka is somebody that did we see somebody like him before who is affecting the game in so many levels, so many possessions. It's just... He was building something there, you know. I think he was hurt.
Definitely hurt.
Yeah, and I mean,
see his body language.
That's the thing, is that how much does that hurt potentially turn into motivation?
Well, it's different for everybody. Some people get hurt and they just kind of go into
into
a turtle shell.
How does he concentrate that and then pour it out is going to be the question here. One last quick clip. This is cut nine. Pascal Siakam was asked the question that we played from Cade Cunningham earlier of like, what's the new rule you'd like to see implemented? And he had a pretty funny line about not wanting to rock the boat with the league.
If you could change one NBA rule, what would it be and why?
Bro, I don't like getting into, like, I'm just here, so I don't get fined, bro. Like, I don't.
All right, then what would you add? What would you add then?
I'm cool with everything, man. I'm just here, brother. I'm, you know what I mean? They traded Luka last time, man. I'm trying to chill.
So he's like, nope, I'm not rocking any more boats after I see Luka got purged. That's not going to work. All right, let's talk about this Darryl Armstrong story with the Mavericks, because it has been a bad week for the Mavericks here, and it got worse with this news that Darryl Armstrong, the Mavericks assistant coach, was arrested and charged with assault with a gun. This is from ESPN. Mavericks assistant coach Darryl Armstrong was arrested Saturday on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, the Dallas Police Department confirmed Sunday. On Sunday, the Mavericks said they were aware of an incident and have suspended an employee they didn't identify. So this means that it's Darryl Armstrong and someone else is what this reads like, are both in some hot water here.
So the other party, which, you know, I guess the WFAA identified as a woman, were arguing. This is almost 4 in the morning.
Yeah. It was at 3:45. And it says the 56-year-old Armstrong were arguing, and Armstrong allegedly hit the other individual with a gun and threatened to shoot the person, according to police. Police said the other individual was treated at the scene by Dallas Fire Rescue. Armstrong, who has posted bond since being booked Saturday morning, spent two seasons with the Mavericks late in his 14-year NBA career and was a backup point guard on the 05-06 team that reached the NBA Finals. Maybe we didn't want the 05-06 team to win then.
Well,
just
we
so
didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, well, now we know, and we don't want Darryl Armstrong to get any titles out of that. I mean, that's pretty bad. Everybody's so tense. Darryl Armstrong's just out here pistol whipping people. You guys said they might as well bring back Earl K. Sneed. Maybe it sounds like they did.
I think I know the reference you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we should see if Darryl Armstrong was wearing a sweater vest. Maybe that would explain some of this.
What do we think happens here?
I think he's fired, probably. If this occurred the way it did, I think they have to fire him. If they don't, this will be another PR thing that they just completely bungle.
Which, that would not surprise me at all.
He is, Darryl Armstrong, I honestly can't think about, since he sounds like he's just not a very great person, I'll tell this story, even though it sounds a little petty. I can't think of Darryl Armstrong every time he's come up, even as being a coach.
I know what you're doing.
Every time he comes up, I think of a random game back in 2001 against the Mavericks that he absolutely blew for the Magic. So this was when Dallas was starting to get really good, and this is before they made the Juwan Howard trade. So they hadn't made the playoffs yet, but they were starting to be this young up-and-coming team. Orlando's up 99-93 with like 6 seconds left, and it looks like this impossible game at the AAC for them to win. Michael Finley, or that may have been reunion back then. I can't remember. That still may have been reunion.
01?
01, yeah. It was the 2000 to 2001 season. I think the AAC opened the next year. Orlando was up 99-93, 6 seconds left, impossible game. Michael Finley hits a 30-foot three-pointer and makes it 99-96. So Darryl Armstrong gets the inbound pass, and he gets fouled, and he is the league's leading free throw shooter. Nobody was a better free throw shooter in the NBA that year than Darryl Armstrong, and he led the NBA, I think, two different years. But he gets up there. He bricks both of the free throws. Dallas gets the ball, calls timeout. And then Finley hits another ridiculous three on the inbound pass where he's like falling away with two people in his face, knocks that down. They go into overtime and ultimately won. But Darryl Armstrong was the entire reason and was just a goat in that game. But at least he didn't pistol whip Michael Finley.
My main memory is him getting on the microphone before a game at the AAC and saying, "How about those Redskins?"
Oh my
god. After they beat the Cowboys. And
did he sing Hail to the Redskins like Sean?
No, but Avery was the coach. Avery Findham.
He
said,
really?
He said, "We are all Cowboy fans here."
Oh, I kind of miss Avery.
I did too. I did too.
Avery Johnson was... It didn't work out. That's another one where you just would have liked to see the title just so that Avery could have gotten one.
Yeah.
Because Avery didn't get one then.
No, he didn't. And he had such a great delivery. I could listen to Avery talk all day.
Yeah.
All day. Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. President's Day fun fact. It is happy President's Day to everyone. Martin Van Buren was the first president born in the United States. All the others were British subjects. However, English was not his first language.
No.
Dutch was. Happy President's Day to one and all.
So the first seven presidents weren't born here.
British subjects. British subjects. It's a very difficult thing to say. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece is coming up next on 105 through the Fan. Good morning, DFW. It's Sean and RJ. Sean is back tomorrow. It is time for Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. That O was the voice of Kevin Hagland.
Sean's a big political guy. He celebrates certain presidents.
He celebrates half of them, right? So it is President's Day. Did you know James Monroe was the fifth president, but the third to die on the 4th of July?
Three of the first five died on July 4th.
Yeah,
John, that's why we celebrated.
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. They both died on the 4th of July. They died hours apart.
I did not know
1826.
That.
1826. They both died the same day.
And they were political rivals, and I think it was Jefferson. Jefferson had died that morning. John Adams didn't know it yet. And so John Adams' last words, because they were political rivals, was something to the effect of like, and Thomas Jefferson lives on, not knowing he had already died.
Wow.
Which one was part of the Whig Party?
You know what? It's a good question.
Why wasn't that on Peyton's questionnaires?
Yeah.
Man, if he doesn't know Aaron Seeley, I don't think he's going to know the Whig Party.
I was disappointed in you.
See, I don't know him as John.
You thought you know him as Governor.
The Governor. I never knew his first name.
The Governor Jerry Brown, second baseman for the Rangers in the late 80s.
No, Jerry
Brown. Mike, you would have been very disappointed in supposed Texas Rangers fan Peyton Russell a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
How we were like, yeah, we're going to throw in a name in there. And I had said it to Chop, and he's like, well, he'd know that. I was like, I don't know. Let's see. So I went, Peyton, who's Johnny Oates? And Peyton said, well, he was like a third baseman for the Rangers, right? So that's who he thought Johnny Oates was. He stands up there and looks at his retired number all the time in the stadium and just like, oh, yeah, third baseman for the Rangers.
I mean, he could, even if he said third base coach, I'd be like, all right, you get like half credit.
Yeah.
You know,
you thought he was Jerry Nairn or whatever.
You know, in the youth level, the high school coach is still coach third.
Yes.
You know, it's like college. Maybe not.
I was watching Oklahoma State and UT play a little bit yesterday on YouTube last night. But I'll tell you what, college baseball pitching still stinks on Sunday. Really bad.
On Sunday?
It's just you're down to your scraps and they can't throw strikes. And, you know,
Friday's the day, right? Friday's the day?
Yeah, my buddy Steve Scarborough, who played at A&M. His buddy, I believe, is going to Navarro. He's a senior in like the Humble area of Texas. And he's been told, he's like, well, you know, he throws about 90 as a senior. That is gasoline. And he's like, well, D1 schools want you to be able to like touch 94 as a right-hander as a senior in high school. And I'm watching these Sunday pitchers, and none of them are throwing over 90 miles an hour. They're all throwing high 80s as a righty. They're all throwing mid 80s as a lefty, and they can't throw strikes. And so I'm like, not only is their stuff not premium, but they can't throw the ball anywhere close to where they're trying to throw. I watched an inning, the fourth inning, it ended up being 4-4 after four innings. And you're just watching walks.
Yeah.
Now, all you're doing is watching walks. And so guys can't throw strikes on Sunday because I'm just like, why not develop pitchers? I still don't get. So how's it going for you guys, college recruiters? Mm-hmm. How's it going for you that you're like, we don't want kids who can throw strikes. We just want them to be able to touch 90 miles an hour. And then you just watch ball four, ball eight, ball 12. Then you bring in another guy. And then it's the same thing. And I'm just like, what's... Why are we doing this? Like Rob Walton's the pitching coach for Oklahoma State. He's been around forever in college baseball. And I'm like, why do you not have anybody who can throw strikes on Sunday?
Dude, my son played on Saturday. They had a game on Saturday. Southlake had a kid freshman. And Luca, like, you know, Luca will throw like high 70s, maybe touch 80. As a freshman.
Which is very good. A lot of people lie about how hard
A lot of people lie.
This kid
threw at least 10 miles an hour. Like just from the
look.
Just from the look. The look of the pitch, the sound, it's totally not scientific. It was probably 4 miles an hour or more.
Right. A hitter will tell you, a major league hitter will say the jumps are 3 miles an hour. The major difference between a dude throwing 91 and 94, that's when a hitter's like, crap, that's getting on me quicker. So 3 miles an hour is a huge jump in speed to professional hitters.
It looked so much faster. Like this kid as a freshman, my gosh.
I remember Mark DeRosa had said previously, he was like, 92, you can still see seams. He said 95, it just looks white. And he's like, 98, it's a blur. You just see a blur coming at you with the baseball. Now, while we still have the opportunity, precious few opportunities to ask you free baseball questions, Mike.
This is it. This is
home stretch.
Yeah, 3 days left here to see me.
I'm curious.
You leave on Thursday?
Well, I have off Thursday and Friday.
Well.
Bishop Lynch is playing in Austin. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if they're playing. I don't know if you've seen Thursday through Saturday temperatures in the state of Texas.
Cold, huh?
But it's all in somewhere between 15 and 35 degrees between here and Austin.
Oh. Ooh. So you have talked before about how college baseball, even the very top level, like SEC baseball, that you've said it still doesn't even compare with A-ball in terms of quality.
Right.
Is there any reason for a player in terms of developmental reasons? Is there any reason for either hitter or pitcher you think to go to college to develop, or should, if they get drafted as a high schooler, they should just go?
No, you shouldn't just go. It matters where you're getting drafted. If you're drafted, I will say fifth round or beyond as a high school player, there's a lot of question marks on you. There's a lot of talent, don't get me wrong, because colleges have offered, every college has offered you a scholarship if you're a fifth or sixth round pick. But if you're a top three round pick out of high school, you're going to get at least $2 million signing bonus out of high school because they want you that bad if you're top three rounds. Well, I'm probably not going to be able to make $2 million playing 3 years of college baseball, but there can be development. It just matters where you are, you know, structurally, body wise. Like Evan Carter came out of high school, but Evan Carter still has like a senior high school body.
Yeah.
So it's just,
he's got room
and a senior citizen back.
And I hope not, but right now the back is an issue because at 18 or 19, he had a major issue in A ball with it. And then last year he had obviously a major issue with it. If it gets solved, then I do think you have a premium player.
If you've got, so you mentioned that like guys on Sundays that can't even throw strikes.
Right.
So is it, do you have a better opportunity to develop as a college pitcher than a college hitter? Because college hitters, you're facing such poor pitching.
Yeah, I would, in a general term, I would say yes, because unless there's a freshman on Sunday pitching that is developing into hopefully a Friday pitcher, your Sunday pitchers aren't going to see the light of day of a professional game. Like they're not even going to pitch in A ball most likely. But
oh, really?
Not on Sunday, not your the Sunday
starter,
guys.
The starter, no?
Probably not. I mean,
unless they're like sophomore.
Yeah, and then it just like maybe if you're at, I'm throwing out, I don't know everybody's staff right now, but Vanderbilt, Georgia, you know, your premium, maybe on Sundays they'll pitch a little bit of pro ball, but probably not. Mm-hmm. Your Friday and Saturday guys, like to be honest, I don't know who pitched on Sunday for Vanderbilt when they had Leiter and Rocker. nobody
either.
I mean, maybe he was good. Maybe he ended up being a younger guy who was good and then transitioned into being their Friday pitcher the next year. I don't know, but I would say, if let's say you watch the tournament at the Globe, which it had premium teams in it, and then we have another one. I got to check and see. We might have Kirk Sarlos on Wednesday.
By the way, we're going to be doing a giveaway for that tournament every single day this week.
Look at that.
But 95% of the pitchers Wyatt Lankford faced, 95% won't even play Double-A baseball. But that, and he's using a metal bat too. There's a major difference. If you went to the Home Run Derby and you saw the high school kids hitting the ball further,
rushing it,
than major league guys, it's because they're using a loaded weapon.
The stealth bat.
They had the there was something last offseason. Adolis was doing some promo video or something. And they gave him an aluminum bat to hit with, and he hit the ball. It looked like,
oh my god,
600 feet. It disappeared so fast. It was like a nighttime shoot. And he hit it out of this minor league park, and you just lost the ball in the darkness.
I'd be scared even behind the L screen.
With a dolly specifically.
With a dolly with a metal bat.
Well, like those high school kids in the Home Run Derby where like Corey Seager hit the ninth inning, game one World Series home run. That was consistently where they were hitting the ball on Home Run Derby, with a dude throwing it 60 miles an hour from 45 feet because of just the loaded weapon that a metal bat is.
If you were the Rangers and you know Evan Carter's back the way it is, would you like not play him in the field when they go to Toronto? Or because I mean he's gonna play 80 games.
You better
games
feel
here.
Like it's solved, or you better trade him as soon as he starts doing good. If you believe that playing on hard surfaces, because I don't know, I'm gonna guess now 30% of major league fields are turf. I don't know that.
It's us, Arizona, Tampa, Toronto.
Houston changed, right?
Did Houston change?
Are you about to list all of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tampa not this year.
You want to do the Shakira list?
Not this year, they're playing
no.
in...
No?
Okay. Sacramento is.
That is, yeah. So now you got 5 or 6.
I'm
going to
assume Vegas will be, because I've played there. Yes. You're playing on hell on earth when you're playing in the summertime in Vegas.
It's
and
not
Tucson.
Many. It's less than 10. But, 6
okay. Yeah, I just, if that's the case, if that's what you believe, if your scouting department, your front offices believe, if we play Evan Carter 3 games on turf in a row, and let's just say ours is better than Toronto, if we do that and we think he's going to have a bad back the rest of the year, then we need to hopefully get him right, get him going well, and I don't agree with this, and then trade him immediately. Because if you think that his back is going to go out on him at 22 years old to 25 years old again, and he might not ever play, then you need to get value for that player. Because I'm sure the Chicago White Sox, I'm naming the worst team in baseball, or let's say the Angels, I'm sure they'll take a major risk on a talent like Evan Carter, who came up to the big leagues and in September and October was one of the best hitters in the game of baseball at 21 years old.
Well, between him and Anthony Rendon, they might get a full season out of him.
Tell them what you did on Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Romance?
I got Sarah flowers.
From where?
Well, I did get them from Sam's.
But where did you get the first flowers you gave her?
Oh, I took some of the flowers from my dad's funeral.
He stole funeral arrangement flowers and gave them to her for Valentine's Day. Oh,
man. And you said eventually, does that mean you told her where they were from and she was like, give me some different
flowers? No, they looked very sad at the vase thing. Mm-hmm. There's three of them. That was very sad.
It looked like the Beauty and the Beast flower before he changed back.
Like, I had to go drop Luke off at the... By the way, the one thing I hate about high school baseball is you got to drop the kids off at the school to take the bus, and then you got to follow the bus home instead of just bringing them home from the field. I hate that, but I get it, right? Yeah. And so when
for
I was
safety on the, purposes,
when I was on the way back, I stopped at Sam's.
Yes, so that's what he did.
I'm going to tell you something. Flowers overrated. So I think that you should buy them on February 16th.
That's probably the way to go.
I don't know. By the way, are roses growing in the wintertime tremendously well? I feel like it's a spring, summer. I'm like, where are they getting all these roses from?
I don't know.
Might not have them next year.
From apparently the cemetery.
The cemetery. Yeah.
If we're getting them from like Mexico, they're going to get tariffed. They're going to be.
What do we have today?
Right out the gate, we're going to talk about the awesomeness that is Four Nations. We'll do some dunk in the trunk at 11 and baseball nuggets with Mike Pasek.
It's the KNC masterpiece.
Do you think we should do live commentary about Canada, Finland, like during the show?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I hope Canada wins so we can just beat them again.
Oh, you don't want to take the easy path?
No, I want to beat them again.
Okay.
I want to embarrass them one more time.
Do you embarrass?
I'm not embarrassed.
And then they're going to boo us.
No, it'll be on American soil.
This time it'll be in Boston.
Boston, baby. Yeah, they might boo it there too. You never know.
They're gonna boo the Canadian.
Probably so.
Hopefully,
I don't think we should.
Hopefully,
that's fair. I'm just saying. I think they will
be better.
We should be better, but we're not. We're not better. KNC masterpiece.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.